was going to suffer. Retribution, revenge, perhaps death. At the very least, someone was going to be the recipient of an epic titty twister. I flew out of the front door and let the screen door slam behind me. I wasn't worried about waking anyone. If the inhabitants of the house could sleep through the ruckus coming from the garage, then they could sleep through the banging of a porch door. Besides, the roosters were already holding a crowing contest. Another thing I wasn't worried about was my state of undress. My family's property was situated on 15 acres in the middle of Green Valley, otherwise known as Podunk Nowhere. It backed up to the Smoky Mountains National Park on the Tennessee side. If you didn't count all the cars on blocks, defunct trailers, old tires, rusted machine parts, and general trashy appearance of the grand old house and yard, it was actually a lovely spot. Usually my idiot brothers ran around half-dressed, so I paid no mind to the fact that I was in my pink tank top pajamas with matching sleep shorts. I was likely overdressed. I avoided a pile of broken beer bottles on the path leading to the detached garage. Really, it was more like a giant hangar. My mind told me that the structure was called a Quonset hut, and I told my mind to hush. I didn't care what it was called. I only cared that all of its inhabitants were soon going to be murdered by my hands. Then I would go back to sleep. The sun was already up, which made the inside of the metal structure dark in contrast. Regardless, I could see the machine of my angst as I approached. It would have been impossible to miss. Two male bodies leaned inside the open hood of an orange and white Charger. A third numbskull, currently hidden, was in the driver's seat, revving the engine. As was my custom, I was yelling before I'd made it to the garage. I don't care which of you hillbilly, disease-infested, flea-bitten, catawampus heads are in here making this ruckus. You better stop right this minute. Jethro turned as I approached and tugged his pants upward. As I suspected, I was overdressed. He wore nothing but his beard and a pair of stained jeans. Jethro's longish brown hair was askew and unkempt, like he'd just rolled out of bed and his beard could do with a trim. But his brown eyes were warm and sharp as they surveyed me. Billy, the second in our family, kept his back to me. I knew it was Billy because he had a tattoo on his left shoulder of a goat with the word Billy beneath it. He was likewise attired, which meant that his ass crack was on full display for the sun in the sky and the small woodland animals in the forest. Of my brothers, Billy and I look the most alike. We are almost replicas of my father. We both have dark brown hair that's almost black, blue eyes, and the same wide mouth with pillow lips, as my brother Dwayne used to say. But where I was pale-skinned and curvy, he was suntanned, muscled, presumably from manual labor, and tattooed.
Well, hello, gorgeous. When'd you get in? Must have been late.
Jethro waved with grease-stained hands, his white teeth a glaring contrast to his dark brown beard.
Billy called over his shoulder. Why are you even up?
He sounded exasperated. Because you geniuses are out here testing decibel limits. I can't sleep through all the... Just then, the engine revved again. The sound spiked, absorbing my words and caused a new wave of aggravation. Oh, which of you ugly idiots keeps doing that? I guessed it was Cletus, the third oldest, behind the wheel. He was the sweetest, but also the least likely to comprehend the obvious. I charged into the garage, nearly kicking over a quart of oil in my haste. I didn't care. I needed my sleep. I did not need an early morning of boys and their toys. I began bellowing as soon as I crossed the threshold. I swear to the god of moonshine, I'm going to pinch the nipple straight off your chest. Without a second thought, I reached my hand in the open driver's side door of the Charger and twisted the nipple within reach. I did this with relish, the gleefully vindictive kind, not the pickle kind. I also gripped the roof of the car with my other hand for leverage in case Cletus tried to push me away.
Ow! What the?
A string of impressive expletives arose from the car. A large and powerful hand gripped